We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph. And I believe that this shir is going to complete this volume, Mitzvah Shem. Paragraph Gimel, we're discussing mikveh, and Rav Nosson Zal is explaining it based on chapter 82 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of Kiseder and Shaloi Kiseder. And he speaks about tshuva, the 40 days of tshuva, from Elul through Yom Kippur. And he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu with his humility. Let's continue. V'al kein tzora shetehei havoyos hamikva bidei shomayim v'loi bidei odom. And this is also why one of the critical prerequisites for a mikveh is that its existence should be from Hashem, not man-made. Meaning, the water in the mikveh, not that Hashem created the water, but exactly how the mikveh waters are gathered. Ki kol maisa Hashem yizborach heim bebechinas keseder, v'chol maisa hatachtoinim heim bebechinas sheloi keseder. We've mentioned this many times, that in Kabbalah and in Chassidus, everything is relative. So that sometimes we'll refer to A as A, sometimes we'll refer to A as B. You know, everything is relative. This term, keseder and shaloi keseder, in the previous year, we discussed the fact that Odom is keseder, Chavo is shaloi keseder. Now Rav Nosson Zal is touching on another point. Hashem is keseder, and compared to Hashem, everything else is shaloi keseder. So that before Hashem created the world, when there was only Hashem, Hashem is kiseder and biseder. The creation, compared to Hashem, is a bechina of shaloi kiseder. And Rabbeinu Zal points out that that's one of the reasons why the Gemara says, b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. According to one opinion, the world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is tof shin ratio, the aleph bay is backwards, to show that the world is a concept of shaloi keseder, compared to Hashem. That's number one. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that everything Hashem makes is referred to as keseder, and what human beings make is referred to as shaloi keseder. So that, for example, we know that one of the first things Hashem created was light in the beginning of creation. Vayomer lekim yehi oyer, vayehi oyer. One of the first things that man created was fire. The Gemara tells us in Psochem that after Shabbos, on Moitzoi Shabbos, that's when Odom Arishon came to this realization about rubbing two stones together and making fire. So that oyer, what's made by Hashem, is referred to as keseder. What's made by human beings is referred to as shaloi keseder, compared to what's made by Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kol ma'isa Hashem yizborach heim bebechinas keseder, v'chol ma'isa hatachtoinim heim bebechinas shaloi keseder. Everything that Hashem makes is referred to as keseder. Everything that's made by lower elements than Hashem is referred to as shaloi keseder. Ki kol ha'oilomois keneged Hashem yizborach, because all the worlds, when we talk about the Olam Ho'atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, which are places of light, they're places of Hashem's light, and there's all kinds of good things about them. However, compared to Hashem himself, compared to what we call the Oyer Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, which is real Keseder, everything else compared to that is referred to as a bechina of shaloi keseder. Umachmas she'al yedei hamikveh tzrichin levatel bechina shaloi keseder lebechinas keseder. And because of the fact that, as we learned in the previous year, in going to the mikveh, we're trying to nullify the shaloi keseder. We're trying to bring the shaloi keseder to keseder. Alkein tzrichin, the shaloi keseder being the tuma, and the keseder being the tahara or the kedusha, because that's what we're trying to achieve. Alkin Srichin Shetia Havoya Samikva Bide Shamaim Daika. That's why we need the existence of the mikvah to be from Hashem, not through a man-made thing. Shehu Bechinas Keseder. Hashem is referred to as Keseder. Kidei Sheyia Lekoyach Letaher. So that the mikvah should have the ability to purify. Dehainu Levatel Al Yidei HaMikvah Bechinas Sheloi Keseder LeBechinas Keseder. So that the mikvah should be able to accomplish this mission of taking Sheloi Keseder, taking the Tumah, and making it Keseder, making it Tohor. Therefore, we have to make sure that the mikvah is not a creation of man or tachtoinim, which is a concept of Sheloi Keseder, but rather that the existence of the mikvah is from Hashem. Paragraph Dalet. The Alkein, and based on this, this is why Meimayon Chashuvim Yoiser Mi Mikvah Al Yidei Meg Shamim. The Gemara discusses different levels of quality of a mikvah. Water from a spring, water from the ground, is considered a higher quality mikvah than a mikvah that's from rainwater, that's been allowed to gather in a certain place. Ki hagshamim yordim mishamayim laoretz, because rain comes down from heaven to earth. The rain which comes down from heaven to earth, because of the fact that it has passed through the air of this world, shehu bechina sheloi keseder, which we said before is an aspect of sheloi keseder, because Hashem is keseder. The oilomois hatachtoinim are sheloi keseder compared to Hashem. So because of this fact that this rain that originated from upstairs, it went through, it passed through the air of this world, which is a bechina of sheloi keseder, v'alkein therefore, afalpi shenoiflim al horetz letoich hamikvah hachafura boretz, even though it falls down to the ground into a mikvah, that's been carved out, that's from the ground, shehem bechinas keseder, which is an aspect of keseder, machma sheyordu lamokoim hanomuch, because the water is going down to a low place, lebechinas shiflus ma kanal, as we discussed in the previous year, the water, the mikvah has to be ba'oretz, on the ground, which represents humility, which is mo. Like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen said, we are nothing. Mo means nothing. So by the mikveh being in the ground, that's a concept of shiflus, mo keseder. Mo is keseder, we said. Afal pikein meimayon chashuvim yoyser mehem. Despite that, water that comes mamish from the ground, not rainwater, but water that comes from underground springs or underground sources, is considered better, preferred for mikvah. Kihem noivim v'yoytzim mimakoyram, because they come forth from their source, mi be'er mayim chayim, from a spring, from a living, a source of water in the ground itself. Mimakoyr hadas, from the source of das. Usmuchim lo'oretz mimakoyroi, and they are close to the ground at their source. They don't have to come down from heaven to the ground. Their source, where they originate from, is in the ground. V'loy sholat bohem avira di alma. And the air, the tamei air of this world, has not had any contact with them, in a sense. They didn't have to pass through. They didn't have to travel from the sky down to the ground. Al kein heimekushorim yoyser bebechinas keseder. Therefore, that mayan is closer to the concept of keseder, ki hamayim haknusim bekoyach ba'afar horetz, asher b'chol mokim shechoy from amoitz mayim, because the water that's gathered together in the earth, where any place that you dig into the ground and you discover water, elu hamayim heim bechinas hamshochas chiyus elikus, that water represents drawing spiritual life. Shehu bechinas hadas, which is das, hamechaya es ha'oretz v'chol asher bo, which gives life to the earth and everything in it. V'zeh bechinas lahashem ho'oretz umaloya. This pasuk we quoted earlier. Ki hamayim memalin umashlimin umechayin esoretz. Because the water fills and completes and gives life to the earth, to the ground, v'chol asher aleho, and to everything that's on the ground. Because the water represents drawing life from Hashem, drawing spiritual life from Hashem.